and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Yo, this your boy Flaw 700.
Yo, what it is, it's your boy Fresco.
And this is episode 2 of My Brother and
no
Me podcast.
No matter dos.
And we have a special guest in the building.
Special.
A Trenton legend.
Special. I mean, he a legend, bro.
Trenton, New Jersey legend. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, it's your boy King Ding.
King Ding. Which is also our brother.
Yeah, number 3.
The third brother. The one that's always jealous.
Jealous of what?
The one that always feels like nobody loved him.
What?
It's always that middle sibling, though, right?
Hey, I'm the glue that holds it together.
Remember the time this nigga ran away to the park?
Yo, I went to my boy house. I didn't go to the park. I had to leave his house because I didn't run. Yo,
okay. I think he packed the bag.
How do you?
I
ain't packed the bag. I left the park around the corner.
Nah, I didn't go to. Man, I guess we just gonna start off clowning me, huh?
I didn't run away to the park.
I didn't go to the park. This is what it was.
Tell us why you ran away.
Boom. I got in trouble for some shit. I don't know what it was, and I was trying to escape a beat.
Nah, fuck that. You know what it was.
Nah, I don't remember.
He trying to lie.
What it was like? I was in 7th grade. So, we was living on Walnut, 800 block of Walnut, 831 at the time. Boom. So, my boy Norris used to live on South Cook. Shout out to my boy Norris Red that they know him from Granville. Went to his crib. Played the game for a couple hours. I don't know why I wrote the note anyway, but I wrote a note saying, I'm running away.
Wait.
I ain't never coming back.
Who writes a running away note?
I don't know. I thought.
What did the note say?
What did the note say?
I'm running away and I ain't coming back.
How soon were you back home?
A couple of hours. Because I couldn't stay at my boy Norris' crib because his mom came home.
Wait. Did you hear the note? I'm running away and I'm not coming back.
Yo. I was trying to learn. I don't know.
Anyway,
but
man.
You are a Trenton legend. Talk to him about your legacy.
I do a little bit of everything. Graduated Trenton High 07. I ran track for Trenton High from 2005 to 2007.
Tell him about the records. Tell him about the records.
I was Mr. 100, Mr. 200, Mr. 400 in Mercer County.
Your face, nigga.
Indoor, outdoor, state champion.
I'll be honest with you. I used to walk into mom crib, see all these trophies. Like, what the hell Dean's doing?
Yeah, you know, I was running.
Nothing up here.
Well, that's because your bum ass never came out the damn room.
Yeah, I was running.
You would have fucking joined the wrestling team like you was supposed to.
Did you come out the room?
Like, I was never in the fucking room.
Then where your trophies at?
Hey,
is coming out the room? Jerry, you got to do anything.
You better tell him about your basketball trophies, dog.
Listen, this young man don't know nothing.
Tell him that you're a hoop legend.
I whooped his ass many times. He know what.
Where's the proof?
Nigga, he got the pictures up. Your son was there. He said, you know what?
Hold up, so he bust your ass in front of your son?
He said, you know what?
Where's the facts?
You didn't have to do that.
Where's the facts?
But you want to ask your son.
Anyways, King Dean, you want to continue with your...
You know, so I did that. Graduated, went on to Mercer County for a couple of semesters. Then I moved up to Jersey City where I ran track there with Athlete of the Year as a rookie. Then I left to go to Indiana and got my degree in sociology. Then I went on to get my master's in sports management at Drexel was 2 years. And for the past 4 to 5 years, I've been working in it. Public school system in Trenton, teaching, helping kids, and been directing after school program for the past 3 to 4 years.
Damn, boy, so, you hear that accomplishment?
I'm trying to get back to the kids.
A Trenton legend. And when you trying to get back to the kids, to the city of Trenton?
Also, shout out to Gym Work, because we're doing that. We got that big movement, too, where we try to inspire little up-and-coming student athletes.
Love that website.
You know, shout out to Gym Work.
GymWorkTraining.com. If you need anything, holler at my boy Dion Chu on Facebook. His handle Dion Chu. Or you can hit him up at Dion Chu, Gym Work Training.
Dion, now you got to repost the episode.
I used to hate playing against Dion at Mercer County Park, yo.
Because he's old, man, and savvy.
He got that old man game, but it really ain't much you could do about it, though. He can ball. It's just like, I want to block this shit so bad.
Yeah, that's a McCorston legend.
You know what I'm saying?
He went to McCorston in Notre Dame. He did work on the basketball court. He doing work on the football field, too. Shout out to Riley Strong, our flat football team out PA. We just won 28-0 out there, you know, putting up numbers.
What's your record, though?
Oh, we 8-3 now, you know. We started off rough. But now we in a playoff, we in an 8-bracket playoff, so we trying to bring that championship home for the niece, Raleigh Strong. We out there representing.
Hey, check this shit out, right? Listen to this. What I want to talk about.
Excuse me. Wow.
Ooh,
yeah,
that was real.
Just on air, huh?
That was real. Hey, remember last week when you said.
I don't remember.
No, I ain't even fucking say nothing yet. When you said that you got to check to see what. It don't matter what background charity work that The Rock doing. It's supposed to be in the front. But I never said background charity work. I just said charity work in general.
I know, but to me, charity work is kind of like, let me do something on the side that nobody's going to know about, and let me go out here in the open.
I mean,
that's all.
The purest form of giving is anonymous to anonymous. We're going to make it there. I promise
you. You heard the song, right? And you said, bing. Hey, ooh, how about I bring this to the podcast? Come on, man.
No, I didn't hear the song.
You watched San Andreas yesterday.
I wasn't really paying attention.
I saw it for the first time yesterday. And
what did you see?
Listening to this nigga podcast last week, he had me thinking his wife is really white. But he did save a black girl in the movie, though.
Oh, my
God. He saved a black chick. So he cares about the black people. He just don't want to marry them in his movies.
Does that make him different from any other black
man? Has Will Smith had a blue-eyed baby as a child in any of his
movies?
But
he had a girlfriend that he fell in love. How many black women Will Smith had in his movies?
I don't care about them.
Will Smith have his own production company? I don't think The Rock has his own production company.
That's my point.
Look at the movie Focus.
So in order for The Rock to get on television and make these big movies, he had to sell his soul. That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying The Rock is Illuminati, and that's why he doesn't have a black family in his movies? What the fuck is going on?
Or you just mad because he cooning and get
I ain't mad at all.
Because sometimes you got to coon a little bit.
I'm failing to understand why you don't accept The Rock as a black man when he's never done anything to diminish black people, but except not have a black family in his movies.
I'm not mad at him. What I'm saying is,
you sound like a hater, bro.
We, as black people, we know when you're out there cooning. We know.
Yeah.
We just get that feeling.
And the way that he talks.
We just get that feeling. Right.
The way we was watching Fast and the Furious 7 yesterday, and every other word was boy. What black boy you know called another dude boy?
Call somebody boy. Like, you know you
talking
to?
I think that's cop slang.
But why did they give it to him?
Because
did they say
cop.
How many times did they say boy in Bad Boys 1 and 2?
Never.
First of all, they always say the movie title in the movies.
No. When you talking
Bad Boys.
When you talking down to somebody, when did you ever Will Smith and Martin Lewis say boy?
Facts.
Martin Lawrence and Martin Lawrence in National Security. He
first
never
of
said
all,
boy.
Hold on. You're not going to refer to him as the legend every time he makes a fucking
movie. Legend, gotta make our guests.
Put some respect on it.
Put some
respect on it.
Hey man, today is Father's Day, and I want to say happy Father's Day to Fresco J.
Happy Father's Day to both of you
happy
guys.
Happy Father's Day to King Dean.
Happy
appreciate
Father's Day
it.
To y'all fellas.
And we definitely need to get on this topic of Father's Day and women who try to claim it.
Who are you? Is it you?
I just had this conversation at work the other day.
Listen, I look at it like this, man. On Mother's Day, which was just a few weeks ago.
Just
less
four,
than
like
that,
four.
Like, yeah, just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
If you're a single parent, a single mother, raising children in a household, and no matter how hard it is, I think you need to celebrate that day
to the fullest.
Right.
Go all out.
In May. Do everything. Everything you accomplish, let it be celebrated in May.
You can take the whole month if you need to.
Take it all. You can take the whole year except
Father's Day.
Father's Day.
It's not yours.
You can have every day of the year.
It's not the fuck yours.
Tomorrow can be Mom Day Part 2 if you want it.
If you're a single mom, you got every day but Father's Day.
But what about the guys? What about the guys, though, that shout out their mother on Father's Day because they raised them? What do you think about them?
They mom brainwashed them.
I mean,
point blank. You're brainwashed.
I can't be mad at somebody who chooses to show love to their mom on Father's Day or whatever like that. But that's the kid giving that claim to his mom. That's not the mom claiming it for herself. I think that's different.
But who taught him to do that?
It's kinda
the mom.
It's kind of still disrespectful, though. Women do it in a disrespectful way. The guys do it to show love. At the same time, this is not their day. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, that's what I was just saying. That's where the difference plays. Because they do be bitter, boy.
Yeah. I can't even remember some of the Facebook posts you used to see.
Hey,
man.
Speaking of Facebook posts, man, why the fuck when y'all get mad about some shit that's going on, man, y'all want to run straight to Facebook. What is that about?
Yeah.
How does typing angry help you through this fucking
because
transition?
Because that's just what...
What is that doing for you?
That's just the thing to do these days. You know what I mean? It's like I sit back and think, what was we doing before Facebook?
Right.
MySpacing.
Well,
now, three-way phone calls and putting everybody else on hold.
That
so you
Nokia joint. Woo.
The snake on the game?
Oh, my goodness.
What? Play that for hours. That battery life never died. Never died.
Yeah, man.
You can throw. You can use that as a weapon.
I mean, what?
Find those minutes.
That was all the shit you could do on there.
What
snake,
about the chirps?
Bro.
Where are you at?
And the chirps, man.
Hold on, man. You motherfuckers are straying away from the original, goddammit. Listen. these mad Facebook motherfuckers, that's what.
That's just what they do.
I don't get it.
Yeah, right.
I don't really care. Like, me personally, I don't... Whatever the fuck is going on, I just can't go to Facebook. Like,
I try my best not to let people know what's going on with me. Just, you know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? Just privacy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll... promote the positive stuff, but I won't be on there promoting like the negative stuff, talking bad about nobody. Yeah, it's just
certain
not my
people
thing.
Certain people need to know certain things. Everybody don't need to know everything, man.
Yeah, man.
Straight like that.
Straight like that.
I really don't. But that's just the way things are now, and that's just right. My point. It's just that's the way it is. And after that, it's going to be a different way. You know what I'm saying? Now, something that I want to talk about, right? Women in interracial relationships, right? Why do women, black women, get mad when the black man dates outside their race?
Well, now, she probably wasn't going to fuck with him anyway.
But yeah. I've done some research. You want to know what the poll says?
More women date white men than black men date white women.
Is that true?
That's a study.
You got to look that up, bro. Yeah. We need quotes. We need quotes with names attached to that one.
Okay. Well, this is what I read. I read that. Let me get my thoughts together. I read that black women look at black men as weak and don't love their own when they date outside their race. That's why they get mad.
Really?
I really read that.
That makes sense, because females just think we supposed to sit here and let y'all badmouth us and talk shit to us 24/7. We supposed to just stay with y'all?
What do they do that at? If you can't do it, you weak.
Yeah, like, I'm a weak motherfucker then, because you're not about to yell at me and call me all kind of bitches and hoes because you upset.
They call you that?
No, they don't call me that. I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah, that's...
I'm not taking that. You're not better to do that.
He's a bitch, D. Get your bitch ass up there, shit.
Get your bitch ass out my house, D.
Hey, you, bitch, put that shit down. What are you talking about? I'm weak and I don't want to deal with that.
But that's just how they look at it. That don't mean it's facts. But I'll tell you one thing. I can't watch a white man pound a black woman in porn. Can't do it.
You still watch porn right now?
I can't do it either.
You still watch porn?
I'm just saying.
But do you still watch porn?
No, absolutely.
I had to put it away.
You had to put it away?
It's evil, man. It's evil. It messes up your brain. I done my research on that, too.
You be trying to shit in the porn on your girl?
No, it does. It what it does is, right, your brain and your head, the other head, is connected in a way that the blood has to flow to it, right? But what happens is when you watch too much porn, your brain will react to that more than physical people. You
know
what I'm saying?
I saw a clip with Terry Crews on Facebook. He was talking about his porn addiction. He was like, I had to get away from it, man. That shit is evil.
Sound like Kurt Franklin.
Yeah, I was cracking.
You know what? I did see that, but I wasn't really going off that. It was just something that I was reading and listening to. You know what I'm saying?
I still watch it, but I don't watch it as much as I used to.
Because it's hard. It'll be hard for a man to respond to the physical when all this internet stuff, it triggers a higher level of, you know what I'm saying? Like, your brain now needs more in order to feel that sensation.
Damn, this boy been dropping gems for 2 weeks straight, man.
Yeah, man.
This man a round of a motherfucking applause, man. Man, this motherfucking walking.
But I don't know about that. I only need about five minutes on porn, and I'm good.
How old are you?
27.
You still young, man.
Damn.
You ain't 30 yet, dog. We had this conversation.
So when you're 30, your brain changes when it comes to porn.
Well, hey, you know what's funny?
It's just
after we had that conversation, I was in the crib, and my fucking shoulder. I had a sharp ass shoulder pain.
You old as shit.
I was
old.
Like, what the fuck is this? I looked at Amber. I was like, he was right. I was fucking embarrassed.
Yeah, man, you be working out, your knees start hurting. Working out, your back start hurting. It's just like nothing just works the same. Then you got to go to the store.
But to go into depth about, I've never really experienced any like angry black women, actually. Like how the stereotypical saying goes, I've never personally encountered any black woman like that. I mean, I think everybody's ghetto and ratchet in their own way. But not the way that is portrayed to the masses.
But
I think I feel
the way the black woman feel. Like, you seen Eve and her husband and her family? It just don't look right to me. I just don't like it. But, you know, it's not my job too. But at the same time, if the black man that she dated treated her right, she wouldn't be out there.
Yeah, like Stevie J. Stevie J.
Man.
Shouldn't have did it wrong. You know, she probably wouldn't have went to the billionaire.
It was his fault. I'm pretty sure she
he
had
played
a nigga
the part.
After him.
That was
he,
a long
he,
time.
He played the part in it.
I'm sure she had a nigga after him and before him.
Yeah,
did she?
That was
you
in her stripper
days. Throw that
man's
name in a pot like that.
And he wanted a few that messed it up.
At the same like time, man.
I ain't hating.
You just sound like it. You
what?
It's a lot. Hey. I know hate when I hear it. That was a lot.
You must speak it a lot then.
No, I don't.
Your ears accustomed to it.
If he know it, then he must know it.
Yeah, you know.
Speak it, huh?
Yeah.
Here y'all go with this
bullshit. I'm just clarifying what he's saying. I'm not agreeing with him.
Yes, you are.
I'm not agreeing. I'm just clarifying.
Fucking way.
I'm just trying to, you know.
I don't really give a fuck, man. You can date interracial all you like. Yeah. It don't really bother me.
Yeah. I like my Oreos black on the outside and cream on the inside.
What?
Black on the
you know.
I like
the
Oreo.
What are you trying to say?
You got black on black and the cream.
What is? I don't get it.
The cream is the semen between the two people, the two black people.
Yo, you should never have to go that deep in that fucking explaining the joke.
Sometimes you got
to
explain
it. Yeah, nah, listen, don't say that again, man. I like
original Oreos, man. I like black on black.
I like chocolate women. Can you say that?
Nah.
Just say I like chocolate women.
I'm difficult. Get over
it. We seen that.
I'm a difficult guy, you know?
What you say?
I like my Oreos black on black.
I don't even know what he said.
You know?
Yo, just throw that whole slogan.
I'm not going away, yo. That's what I live by, man.
So anyway, man. That's just how they look at the black man. They look at the black man as weak and can't handle them. So it's kind of like, you don't love yourself if you date somebody outside your race. I don't think that's 100% true. Like, it's just something to think about. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
I mean, it's weird, though, right? Because after all the motherfucking civil rights shit and the old marching and protesting and trying to be equal, now you turn around and you're mad at a motherfucker for dating white people. Like,
oh, man.
Now, is it just white people or is it like Asians, too? Like, do you get mad when a black dude dating an Asian?
I think the message is the same. When you date outside your race, you're sending a message to the black women that we don't like you. That's what I think. I don't think it doesn't matter if it's white, Asian, even Spanish. Like, just somebody else with, you know, the other grade of hair, other grade of skin, other eyes. Just women are always going to look at it as, look at this sellout. Look at this coon.
Look at this asshole. What is he doing with right. her? I've really never experienced no shit like that, yo.
How many white women have you dated?
I've never dated any white
women. That's why.
What?
He said he never experienced it, so I don't know.
I don't know anyone who personally, like, thinks that way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but it's out there. It's,
they probably think that, but they're just not going to say it to you.
Maybe I got to come around with a white woman first, and then I can
say. Oh, yeah, bring around Pokey and see how she act.
Oh, bring around Aunt Angie.
There you go. And Stephanie. No, bring around your aunts.
So she can feed me.
Bring some a snow some, bunny to so your Aunt Angie.
So remember that time you said she used to live on Ellsworth, and she had that stale-ass popcorn in her bowl when you enter her house, Aunt Angie?
Was it a decoration?
It was just stale ass popcorn. You know how it was that natural flavor type popcorn shit with no seasoning.
Angie is the reason that I don't like salt in my grits.
Thank you.
That's why I sugar.
What?
Sugar
I had grits. Cheese grits this morning with pepper and salt.
But you're 30.
I'm 33. What's that got to do with anything?
30 and over, you got a different taste bud.
I used to put sugar and butter in my grits.
Before you turned 30.
Then I started adding cheese. You can't put butter and sugar with cheese grits. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm trying to figure out what the fuck you trying to say right now. I'm fucking appalled. That's why I'm staring at you.
Because I put my salt and pepper in my grits.
How do you switch, though? Like, how does that transition happen from sugar to salt?
That's a good question.
What do you mean you don't know?
That's a good question, because when the question got asked, salt and pepper in your grits or butter and sugar, I had to sit and think, well, what do I use? Because I don't know. Because I don't remember. I remember when I was a kid, butter and sugar. Now...
I'm not a man that likes to fuck around and play with his food. Like, I like this shit the way I fucking like it, and I ain't experimenting with a whole bunch of shit.
My dad tried to get me to experiment one time. He made that with grits and put salt and pepper on it. He got mad because I reached for the sugar. Like, nah, put salt and pepper on it. I ain't finished.
He told you?
Yeah, he wanted me to try it.
You can't tell somebody to put salt and pepper.
How you going to make me put something in my food?
Put that sugar down.
Technically, you can't because I was only like 10 at the time. Like,
how you going to tell me to put something in my food I don't like? Like, I was thinking about this the other day. Matter of fact, I was riding down Locust yesterday, and I bumped into Kelly. She was on the old porch and shit. So I hopped out, and I was talking to her for a few minutes. And I'm hearing a mom in her voice. I'm like, how the fuck is you... Hold on, I forgot what the fuck I was trying to say.
Old age.
I'm high as hell.
Yeah, no, you're 30.
I really forgot what I was about to say.
You took your vitamins this morning? You need them. You need them. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I started taking my vitamins.
Yeah, you need them, man.
I forgot what the fuck I was trying to say. What was we talking about again?
Mary Jane. I know what we can't
really. Tell. Well, seriously, what was we talking about?
You keep asking.
You talking about Kelly Stokes.
Before that, I was trying to.
Oh, my dad made me, he forced me to put salt and pepper on my grits.
Grits.
You know what? I don't even
know. Man, take off that tight ass hat, man.
No, it's not that tight.
That shit sucking your brain.
Hey, I want to talk about something. Matter of fact, you two can discuss. Why is it that now that all these guys. It's not moving.
Yes, it is.
It is moving. Why is it that all these guys now have the freedom to dress any way they want to and they choose to dress like women? Have y'all seen that?
That's an interesting point.
Now, I remember back in the day when you went to school.
You would get your ass bombed
you had
up
to
if
make
you ain't
sure
having the right shit.
Your jeans was official. your shirt was official. They checked your tag.
Yeah, your tag.
To make sure if it was real. Because it'll say Nike on the front, but it'll say something else on the tag, and you got busted. Couldn't come to school with Bobos on.
Yeah, you can't. I remember parents just used that tag as a punishment. I remember one time I went to Granville, seventh grade. I kept getting in trouble in the class. My dad took all my normal fitting uniform clothes and brought me the tightest khaki pants, a too small polo shirt, and Spalding's. Before they was called shape-ups, they was Spalding's with, like, the two-level air bubble on. Had to go to school like that.
Yeah, you did that?
I had to go to school like
that's
that.
That's fucked up.
Did it work?
Yeah, you know.
Did you learn your lesson?
I learned not to do certain shit, but it was crazy because my dad was always around. Like, I mean, I tried packing clothes. No, the first time he made me do it, I tried getting off the bus. I went to where I need to go to, and I tried to get back on the bus. This nigga was sitting right across the street in his cop car. Can't go nowhere. He forced me down the ramp and went to class. Yo, I almost got into so many fights because people kept saying, yo, why you got on that outfit?
That's my point.
I definitely would have bombed you up, brother and all. If I'd have saw you in school, I'd be like, oh, shit.
I don't get why they choosing to wear
these
skinny
pants. That
definitely
is my point. What's that? What's his name? August Cecilia?
August Alsina, man.
Yeah, whatever
his name
is. I
put a picture up on my Instagram of August Alsina. This motherfucker had on one of your grandmother's church hats. It looked like a combination of a grandma church hat mixed with Kung Lao from Mortal Kombat hat.
And my question is, why?
And like, why are you choosing? What is that? And he had on like a mesh jacket. It looked like something Missy would have worn in her I Can't Stand in Rain video.
Why do we do that today? It's like now we like, okay, yo, you guys are free to do whatever you want.
And you choose to dress like
a woman. And that's what you choose to do? Young Thug. Like, I know these guys do it for attention.
You know, I think is motherfuckers just try too hard to be different.
Right.
Always trying to do something different or be like cooler than somebody else. So they do all this outrageous shit to get noticed or to start a trend on some weirdo shit.
And
man,
what the girls always say, leave him alone. He's got swag or he's cute or whatever, whatever. Like, I seen Lil Wayne in Miami with Ugg snow boots on.
Hell, Lil Wayne wore leopard leggings.
Man.
I just feel like when they think they got money, they could dress and do whatever they
want. Yeah, that's probably what it is. It's like, I'm rich, so I can just wear
it's
all
drugs,
this goofy
man.
Shit.
It's
yeah,
the
lean.
Yeah, it's like, Lil Wayne had some two seizures, but they said he going hard on the lean. It's like, my man, if you're trying to kill yourself, you don't get no pity. Like,
yeah,
come on, man.
You on your way.
Like, what are y'all doing?
You on your way if you're trying, my nigga.
You did that. Like, you ain't going to see no tears over here for Lil Wayne, because he done had two back-to-back seizures, but then when you figure out why he had them, you're like, okay, my man, times is that hard, huh? But every time they rap, I got money, I got girls, I got this, but then,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, really behind the scenes, man, these dudes.
And then they'll be the first ones to say, well, we regular people, too.
Yeah, man, Birdman don't want to mess with you no more. My daddy.
My daddy don't love me. I don't know, man, that whole shit is just weird.
Yeah,
I don't,
man.
Hey, you know what's funny to me? Like, they just be talking about popping mollies and perks. Like, that shit is fine. Like,
right.
They just say that shit like it's no problem.
Right.
Like it's Skittles.
Yeah,
pop one, pop two. Y'all saw what happened to Martin when he popped the molly by accident. And Bad Boys 2 almost killed this.
Right.
I was about to say.
That was X.
What Martin episode?
Oh, it was X.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah, what episode of Martin did he pop X?
I had to think for a second, too, because I was ready to get on it. I was about to say, hold on, my man.
I hope we got
to
pause this podcast because I don't know what you're talking about. I need to do some research real quick.
But now on Bad Boys 2, he definitely did take
Speaking
that
Speaking of Martin, what's the funniest show than the Martin Show?
I got to go to New Jack City episode.
A
funnier TV
show.
A funnier
TV series.
The only one that comes close is Fresh Prince.
Yeah, Fresh Prince is more of, like we had this debate the other day, Fresh Prince is more of a funny task, but it's going to teach you some things.
What did I learn in the Fresh Prince?
It was a lot of family lessons and values.
Yeah, like that episode
was
always
stuck in your fucking room, so you wouldn't know anyway.
When Will Smith's dad came in
town, like, we was outside bonding, me and brothers and shit. You was upstairs playing fucking
Xbox.
PlayStation 2 on some shit.
Yeah, with your code on it.
I don't remember that.
This nigga never remembers anything.
I don't recall.
Him, dog, I swear.
I don't recall.
Well, how the fuck both of us remember? Like, he trying to go back to the top.
So Fresh Prince was like a family learning show?
Fresh Prince was like
the black
version of Full House, but funnier. And
yeah, that's a good analogy.
It's a black Full House.
What the fuck? Full House? Really? Who watches Full House? I don't watch Full
you
House.
Never watched Full
you
House?
Never watched
it
Full
was
House,
on,
bro.
But I'm not.
Yeah, what
really
did you watch
fan.
Growing up, man?
I mean, all it
Family
mostly,
Matters.
Mostly all these shows are family oriented.
Family Matters is.
Fresh Prince was too.
I just thought it was just a comedy for 30 minutes. Like Martin.
Martin was a strictly comedy.
I'm confused. Like, have you never seen Fresh Prince?
I don't think you have.
I laughed. I don't think I got no knowledge out of it.
It's not about knowledge. What the fuck? It's always an underlying message underneath the comedy.
Like the instance when when Will Smith went to prom. When Will Smith and Carlton went to prom and he asked Carlton asked Will Smith, do you have any pills? Because he had a headache. Will.
Oh, when he took the speed.
Yeah, he took the speed and he was dancing. Will Smith could have killed him. That was a family. I'm sorry, I should have. X, Y, and Z. He got in trouble. Family lessons, man.
Did you cry?
No, but I cried when he was. No. And talking about if I did, I'm still a man. But I didn't at this episode. The one that did tear me up was when his dad came back in his life and he was like, how come he don't love me, man? And you hugged his Uncle Phil. You ain't see that episode?
I did. I mean, they was, I guess.
But at the end of the day, Martin is still funnier.
Yeah, I guess Martin is king, yeah.
Martin is
king
funnier.
King of TV, the king of TV.
The episode when him and Pat fought that dog.
I got it. Wait, what? When they fought the dog?
That dog when he was on the island?
On the island, oh yeah. I don't know what the hell that thing was. That was disgusting. Yo, I got a question that might be a little more difficult to answer. What's a funnier show, Jamie Foxx or the Wayans brothers?
Jamie Foxx. Wayans brothers is retarded. You go back and watch the Jamie Foxx episode, man, and still laugh at Braxton over and over again.
You can still laugh.
I'll say the Wayans, man.
You can still laugh at the Wayans.
I don't like Sean.
Sean is Sean.
You gotta understand his
comedy. And Marlon sometimes is just over the top.
Hey yo, don't you watch fucking Dawson's Creek?
Bitch, I did watch that shit was hot.
But you don't understand Sean?
No, I don't like Sean. Dawson's Creek was dope. Dawson Creek, Saved by the Bell was dope. Boy Meets World.
They go another that self-hate. How can you like Dawson's Creek, but you don't like Sean Wayans?
No, Sean is corny.
Huh?
Dawson's Creek wasn't a comedy.
Racist against Sean?
No. Dawson's Creek.
You watch 90210?
Hell no. Hell no. I can't relate to Beverly Hills.
Hey, I forgot all about that fucking show.
You know about that show.
I never watched that show. I just seen the commercial.
Let me give you the rundown with Dawson Creek.
We don't want to know nothing about Dawson's Creek. Fuck Dawson's Creek.
Damn.
I'm about to send you fucking up Dawson's Creek.
So basically, you got nigga ears.
What?
You ever saw I Think I Love My Wife?
Yeah. And
how she said, what you got in your iPod? She's like, oh my God, he got his rap. He's like, yeah, shit, you got nigga ears. That's all you watch is black shows?
No, it's not all I watch is black shows.
I like Law and Order.
Which one?
I like Walking Dead. I like Breaking Bad.
That's for you.
Okay, because you can't watch Criminal Intent corny.
Oh, I like Breaking Bad. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. Walking Dead is one of my favorite TV shows of all time. The 100 is one of my favorite TV shows.
What's the 100 about?
The 100 is about 97 years after a nuclear war on Earth. The remaining people
so
are
like
left.
Shut
the fuck
shit?
Up and let me explain the shit. You asked, Hooker.
Damn, disrespectful.
It's about the remaining survivors of the human race living on what is called the Ark in space. Basically, the Ark is running out of fucking air, so they got to send the kids back down who are prisoners back down to Earth to survive
on Earth.
It's fucking cool.
When you get high, you just turn on anything.
First of all, I was sober.
You sure?
Then, as I started getting into it, I started getting
high. You know
what
show they need to bring back?
What?
Eastbound and Down.
Oh, that shit was funny.
Oh, Eastbound my goodness, down. Man. Kenny Powers.
I always keep two mustaches.
Always.
I ain't really watched that shit that much, but the shit that I did see, it was funny as hell.
Yeah, Pineapple Express is a classic. Speaking of classics, do y'all think they're making a mistake by making Step Brothers 2?
Yes.
Absolutely.
They shouldn't touch that, man.
Absolutely.
Leave that alone. Part 2.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of movies, right, check this out. We watching Fast and Furious 7 the other day, and by the way, I was completely sober, so this wasn't a high thought. We watching Fast and Furious 7, and I'm just noticing, I'm thinking about where it started off with part 1 and looking at it now. How the fuck is Vin Diesel still alive in this movie, in these series? Like, who the fuck is he? Like, he going up against the biggest fucking terrorist in the world. When this shit just started, this nigga was just a street racer.
Did you see
how the fuck is he beating terrorists? He's surviving fucking helicopter drops and he doing stunts.
He should have died.
How the fuck
one.
Is he doing all of this?
Who won the fight, Vin Diesel or the Hulk? I gotta go with Vin Diesel.
You said Vin Diesel or the Hulk?
Judging by the way this fucking series is going, yes, I would pick Vin Diesel.
It depends on who doing the script.
He will not die. He dies and comes back to life.
Yeah. The way they got Vin Diesel looking in this Fast series, I'm picking Vin Diesel over everybody.
Did you see when The Rock had him in a chokehold and he just screamed and
he
broke
did,
out of
he
it?
He saw his sister looking at him getting
his
ass whooped.
His sister.
He looked at his sister looking at him getting his ass whooped, thinking, oh my God, how is he? How's he going to get out of this? So he's just had to hawk
I
up.
I don't get how the fuck y'all survived getting thrown through concrete walls. A nigga like me would have been passed out.
Yo, and then they just get up and walk away after they get their ass whooping. It's like, what the fuck? You not sore?
Didn't he play chicken twice in Fast 7?
Twice. And got out the car without a fucking scratch.
How many cliffs did he jump off of and tumble down in Fast 7?
Yeah.
Two.
That's just one movie long.
He fell off a building.
Hey, yo, word is like, man, I will fuck Vin Diesel up, man. Smack the shit out of Vin Diesel.
Beat the shit out you.
Yeah, I think Dom. Vin Diesel. I think you can beat Vin Diesel, but you can't beat Dom.
Yeah, I can't beat Dom.
Dom. I can't beat Dom, man. Vin Diesel, Don Toretto.
I kick Vin Diesel's ass. Don Toretto, I don't
but
want no
speaking
parts
of the
that
Fast, I'm like, how y'all feel now that Paul Walker died and he's still trying to make new movies?
That's a good point.
It's all about the money.
It's about the money. Now,
but are you
going
to support it?
Why not?
I mean, I'm already invested into it. I got to see what the fuck they're going to do with it. I just want to see how much more out fucking rages and how much more stronger Dom Toretto can get. I'm waiting for him to fucking die.
He's
stronger, to tell you
not going
to
die.
I'm waiting for him to die. I want him to fucking bite the bullet.
Speaking of movies, I just want to put this out there. I hope I'm not the only one. Who do you think is a better person in the Avengers? Iron Man or Captain America?
Better what do you person? Mean, better person?
Better person?
I don't give a fuck
better
about
superhero.
One of
nobody's
people.
Nicer than Captain America. That's a nice guy.
No,
he's
a pretty nice
better
guy.
Better superhero.
He's a soldier.
Better leader.
Captain America
is way better leader.
Captain what? America
Tony
is the leader.
Tony Stark is an asshole. Nobody wants to follow him. But he's smart as fuck, but he's an asshole.
There is no debate. Captain America is the leader. He's Why? The first Avenger.
That don't make you the leader because he's the first
soldier.
Person.
Okay, did you see in Iron? Did you see in what's that Avengers where he said, "Hey, Iron Man, you do this. Hulk, you do that. Thor, you do that." He
yeah,
gives the orders.
Iron Man also did the same thing too in part 2.
I don't think Captain America was present.
He was present.
Oh, my bad.
Iron Man. Tony
I don't even
Starks.
Know what part you talking about.
Now the fight
about.
Scene on the Civil War. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
Now, what y'all think about that fight scene?
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, you
the
haven't
movie.
Seen Civil War.
Yo, I can't tell you that. I don't really fucking like going to the movies anymore. Mm. I really don't.
I think we seen that in 3D. I ain't seen no 3D effects. I said these glasses sitting on my face. I hate 3D, man. I'm not going to see another 3D movie. It just ain't
You know happening. What, man? I just don't feel like sitting inside of a theater for 2.5 hours no more. Like, it's got to be a good-ass movie for me to want to go sit in a fucking theater for 2.5 hours.
Right movie.
I used to love going to the movies. When I was a kid, I used to fucking movie hop all
Catch
day long.
Catch the 609, go there
609 about 10 o'clock. Right by St. Francis Hospital, get your ass on that 609, take that shit down by the motherfucking Burger King, and walk your ass over to the theater.
Yo, remember, shout out to Kevin. Remember you used to work at Burger King? Hey, come home with the Whoppers.
He put his life on the line for a while.
Remember the time this nigga came home, he was like, yo, I ain't got the food. I got hit by a car, and I couldn't read the license plate because my glasses flew off.
Yo, but it's crazy because it's like, well, 1 a.m, we wait for Kevin to come back with them Whoppers and pies.
Yeah, those pies was close.
He didn't come back with them Whoppers. We was hot. I don't care you got hit by a car, man.
Where the fuck is the food? You ain't picked the bag up and walk with it? Hey, yo, shout out to Kev, yo.
Yeah,
that's a bitch,
man.
Boy.
The greatest. He's part of the funniest, the greatest stories ever, man.
He would make $130 at Burger King and go buy a $110 pair of Tims.
$120.
And don't have no... Yo.
Payday Friday,
and then
broke
he fuck
on Friday.
And then he fuck his boots up.
Because he wore them to work. Because
he wore them every fucking wear. And he walking in everything. Him. Shout out to Cab, man. That's a bitch
yeah,
boy.
Kill Jones,
hey,
man.
Hey, yo, what was the other topic you wanted to touch on you was talking about earlier?
I want
to
talk about some finals real quick. I want to talk
the
about.
The finals.
Well, we see history tonight.
Yo, word is life.
Cleveland won.
Before this series got started, I picked Cleveland to win. I ain't going to lie. At the game, too, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But, yo. LeBron deserves to bring a championship to Cleveland, man. Nobody deserves a championship more than LeBron. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all haters say about LeBron.
I definitely want to see history. I don't know why we hate LeBron. I think I just.
What do you
back.
Mean we?
That's the people, not me.
Say, that's
not
my
us
boy.
Three here. Like he came from like he was in Miami helping Miami win championships. I love LeBron. I'm still mad he left, but. Just people, everybody doesn't think everybody hates him, and I don't understand.
LeBron
why.
Has literally done nothing wrong. The most questionable move he's probably made in his career was the decision.
I think
but not the actual decision
perfect.
To leave, but the actual segment he did called the decision. Other than that, the nigga never did nothing wrong.
Right, man. It's just something to do. It's just like no matter what he does, like his numbers is phenomenal. And I want to see them make history. No yeah. team has come back down
3-1 in the
win.
Finals.
In the finals. Has it been done in any round in the playoffs? No, right?
Yeah, it's been in the playoffs.
3-1?
It's like, yeah, 3-1.
Golden State just did it last round. against
it's
OKC.
Like, it's like they're like 15-4 or 15-3 or some shit, but nobody ever did in the finals. The only two, only two teams that came back to force a game seven was the Lakers and I think
shout out to the Lakers
and the Bucks back in the day, and they both lost. So,
shout out to the Lakers.
Golden
though.
State, and you can't even say they're unbeatable no more in Golden State.
Cause hey, yo, Steph Curry look like a little bitch out there now.
Yeah,
you
man.
Seen when LeBron blocked the shot? He was talking shit to that nigga. I was like, yeah, man. LeBron, get his little ass the fuck up out of here.
Is that a light skin, dark skin comment?
Huh?
Got a light skin versus
dark skin
comment?
Hey, man, we all one people, but I mean, shit, get his little light skin ass out of here.
Yo, but then you see Klay Thompson walk off like, why? Why they get that like brats, dog? Dog
because,
like,
man, they sissies.
What about
man?
Draymond Green?
Draymond Green, he hang out with light skin people. You are who you hang around with.
I like the Warriors. I was, you know what I'm saying? I would like to see an historical run of 73-9 completed with
that,
a ring. But at the same time, like, it's LeBron's turn, man. Y'all get the fuck out of here.
Either
man.
Way, we're going to see something happen. Either we're going to see the back-to-back world champions make history, win a 73.
Or
we're going to
see the
titles.
Cleveland. The city of Cleveland get their first championship in like a fucking billion years.
But no matter what, LeBron's still going
to
be king.
But you heard the rumor, right?
What rumor?
If LeBron wins, he goes back to Miami. Yeah.
That's
like
stupid.
Well, because he said he just wants to bring one to Cleveland. And then he wants to go. Basically, it's either he might go to the Lakers. I was reading an article. Lakers, Clippers.
Well, what was
he should
that?
Come
Bleacher
to the Pelicans.
Report?
Bleacher Report, yeah.
Come to the Pelicans.
That's stupid.
Nobody's coming to the Pelicans.
Also, since we're talking about basketball record, let me shout out to another hometown legend, Malachi Richardson, that went to Syracuse, took his team to the Final Four that's about to get drafted on Thursday.
He got invited
shout
to the Green Room.
He got invited to the Green Room.
He got invited to the Green Room.
He's another part of gym work training.
So that means
shout out
when
to Deion.
They call his name, it'll be on television.
Young man from Trenton,
I'm getting his jersey.
About to get drafted to the NBA.
I don't know him personally. I don't know him personally. I just know him because I see him around working out. But you from the town. I'm getting your jersey.
I don't know him at all, but
I'm your biggest supporter. Not too many people from town make it like that, man.
Yeah, hopefully we can see some more. It's not just basketball, but just
football.
Some other things. And I want to talk about something that I'm disappointed in with the city of Trenton. I signed my son up for this basketball league for the summer. Paid my money. Told my son he was psyched up. Got the phone call yesterday, and the league is canceled because not enough parents came to sign up their children.
But do you get your money back?
Yeah, I get
my okay.
I will get my money back once I meet up with them. Now, my thing is this. Now, maybe there's some other leagues going on. Maybe. But at the end of the day, maybe the fee to start the down payment was too much.
What was
I don't
the league?
Know. Huh?
Where was the league at?
It was in Mercer County Park.
Oh, okay.
Out there by where we have our cookouts at.
Yeah, the Mercer County Park.
But you know what it is now? I think that a lot of parents might take their kids like to other areas where they can actually improve their game and go
even,
to like other programs and shit like
that. I've grown like working in the system. It seems like parents not more involved with their kids' extracurricular activities nowadays. All they want their kids to look like they good, but they don't want to spend the money on them being good. Like for instance, we got gym work training, and it's $25. For every session, that's what?
How many hours is a session?
It's like 2 hours.
Oh,
2 hour session.
That's pretty good.
So you pay the session that you go. So let's say we have two sessions a week, that's $50. That's $200 a month probably. You should spend $200 to get your child better. You don't want to spend that, but you'd rather spend $200 for your son to wear the new Steph Curry's and be ass.
Wait a minute. The Curry's cost $200?
No, I'm
they just, cost $200?
No, they're not.
I was about to say, well, that's fucking highway robbery.
The LeBron James is $200.
Okay,
I'm just giving you an example of the sneakers. Yeah.
I was about to say,
like,
Jesus.
You'd rather your kid look like they're
it's
not bad playing
basketball
out here
Steph Curry's
than actual play 200. Basketball.
Yeah, it got hot hair for a minute.
So like,
them Steph Curry's is $200.
Hell no, not them cookout shoes
them
that he got.
The motherfucking nursing home sevens.
Yo, that shit
them shits look like dietary aid workers.
But it seems like parents just don't want to invest in their kids.
Well, you do work for a school, so you would know that more than me. I don't know. Like, I was kind of disappointed. And like I say, maybe it's because
if y'all stop taking your asses to fucking row
in Miami every fucking summer,
you know what I'm saying?
Kids
looking
never
like
been to Disney World, but you in Miami
like hot trash. Hey, yo, real shit. I haven't been to row since it was Kathmandu.
Right.
Like, I have no interest in going there at all. Yeah. It'd be looking like fun. Sometimes I'd be thinking about it, and I'm like, nah,
shout
man.
Shout out to Rogue Happy Hour, though, on Fridays from 6 to 8.
I go on like a
they
Wednesday.
They buffet
shit like
be on point. Open bar, buffet. That's the only time I go after work to hang up the coworkers.
And it still is Father's Day, baby. Now, I haven't checked on Facebook yet, and I better not see nobody talking about some get Father's Day. This is Mother's Day too. Blah blah blah. I haven't checked yet.
Let me go.
Hey,
over
you know what,
like
man?
The first Sunday in a long time. That,
you gotta
that,
be
that
able. I don't care how bitter you are as a mom, a baby mom, or parent, whatever the case is, man. You gotta understand that not everybody is in your position. Not every woman is in a bitter relationship with the father of their kid.
Speaking of that, let me ask you a question. Do you think, or do you agree with when I say this, that the man has a responsibility in the woman being bitter? Like, when you leave, like, whether y'all got along or not, when you leave, because the woman, they're always thinking about family. We're always thinking about what can we invent? How can we get some money? How can we move? Like, not move out, but how can we move? How can we make life better for the family and for us? But the woman is thinking about, look at us. Look at this portrait. Look at us. Take a picture. We're a big family. Right. So when a man and a woman don't get along and the man leaves and the woman becomes bitter and they say and do dumb things, shouldn't we be held accountable for that? Like,
I don't think
to a degree, absolutely.
I don't think fully,
but to a degree, yeah, you gotta be able to take responsibility for whatever it is you've done to make her feel whatever she feels.
But if I leave,
cause she ain't feeling that shit for no reason.
But if I don't want to be with you, but I still want to take care of my kids, and you holding that against me, cause I don't want to be with you, how's that my fault?
That's
the psyche that happens.
But how's that my fault?
It's all one big fucking turning wheel. It's all one big turning wheel.
It's all one big thing, man.
This doesn't happen if that doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying
that it's completely your fault. Nah, it's not completely your fault, but...
And we're not saying that you're wrong or right. If you don't want to be there, you don't have to be there. No man has to be where they don't want to be, but you have to understand the consequences that come with that. Like, for example...
But like you said, but who invented that consequence? So you're saying we invented that consequence?
We invented it, but that's just how they're taking it these days. And sometimes you got to look and say, you know what, I contributed to this. I helped. Because you got to look at it this way. You with a woman, y'all got a child together, got children. Mm-hmm. Do you think as a man, you want to tell that woman, listen, I want a divorce or we're breaking up. I'm moving out. I want the kids here and there. I'm going to start a whole new family. This is their stepmom. And you really think the mom is going to be okay with all of that? Like, they're going
without
to be
feeling some
kind
of way. Yeah.
It ain't going to never be good. Never. No matter how much they smile. Because you're looking at, you stole my family. She ain't going to like the new girl. She ain't going to like the child all over the new family. It's just
she
like,
ain't going to want the other baby, her baby playing with the other baby.
Now, keep in mind, finding a good man is hard. So while it's so easy for a guy to be like, this is my new girlfriend. A woman can't be like, this is my man. They can't find another. So now they're lonely.
But they fall for pushing the good man that he had away.
It's not always like that, though.
Not always, but I'm playing off the conversation. He just said it's hard to find a good man. So if you got one, don't do dumb shit that your old man did that makes push a new man away.
Everybody does dumb shit, man. I think it's just it's just the perception of whoever is looking at it if they feel some kind of way. Everything's based off perception, man. We looking at the same thing, but it don't affect me the way that shit affect you. Yeah. I can't be mad at you for how you feel about it just because I'm like, well,
sometimes,
why are you mad about that?
I think that the longer you with somebody, the more you learn to tolerate it. Like, you know what's coming.
Right.
Okay, yep, here we go. It's coming.
Right. So then, in that case, why would I allow myself to, like, get mad every time if I know some bullshit is coming? I'm not about to mess up my energy
for
that.
And me personally, I like going to the gym. I like recording this podcast. There's so many activities that I do. You know what I mean? There's so many activities and things that I do that keeps me occupied to where I'm not just, you know what I'm saying, like up under somebody.
Right.
So there's other things, like, don't get me wrong, the family thing makes me happy. You know, my girl makes me happy.
But so does alone time.
So does alone time. So does my me time.
So does alone time.
PlayStation 4 sometimes.
Hey, look, man. When I want to chill, I really want to chill.
Right.
So if you coming around trying to talk about your day at work and shit, I really don't care right now.
We just got a special guest in the building. Dom Peasy.
He always looking like he on about to go to a runway.
He's like a black lumberjack.
Hey, we got Dom Peasy in here.
I want to come to happy Father's Day to my brothers, man.
Why you got on them dad jeans?
Well, appreciate it.
I'm about to be a dad.
This nigga about to be a dad with dad jeans on. Shout out to the dad
Donovan
jeans.
Donovan just like a dad when he was 12.
Him and Jerome shop at the same store.
That's a lie.
I used to tell this. Sometimes he used to come to me. He's like, bro, this look right. I'm like, yeah, you good? I mean, he walk around. I'm like, man, I don't know what the fuck he was thinking.
You good?
But yeah, man. He fucked up the whole groove and shit of our conversation.
What are
you
talking about?
Man, I don't know.
Bitter women.
Oh, about how women turn bitter. It's a process of how they turn bitter and if a man plays a part in it or not.
Yeah, I do agree. Don,
I think so.
Don?
Think about what? If we play a part in that?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
King Dean,
you gotta
think
get closer
so.
To a mic probably.
I think so just to an extent. I just don't I'm not gonna be accountable to me. if whatever our relationship is, you mad because we didn't work out. I'm still trying to take care of the kids, but you don't want me to take care of the kids. You gotta be better off that.
It's a chain reaction, baby. Like I said, like we spoke about on the last podcast.
Food don't turn into shit without a process, my brother. Amen.
Did you just make that up?
I did.
That was nice.
That was a high sober thought.
That was nice.
But we are in charge. That's what I think.
What?
The men.
I run my shit.
Yeah. We are in charge. We are in charge of what these women do.
Why you sweating?
Cause I just ran down here. I'm trying to holler.
We live.
That's fat sweat.
We live a couple houses down. Why you?
No, running? I was just running. Y'all know what I just had to go through to be here. Just to say.
You had to fit in them damn jeans.
Yes, this jeans and this shirt. I had this shirt when
the
I was
genuine
like
in them 11 jeans.
11
pounds. So anxious.
Happy Father's Day to you too.
Thank you, man.
Happy Father's Day. What is that shirt
man.
Made of?
Mesh
carpet.
That's not.
No, don't do that. Don't. Yo, okay,
he coming out of the shirt looking like Rick Ross.
I don't know.
Yo, did y'all hear that new Rick Ross song though?
Nah. Push it to the
when
limit.
He's talking about all the rappers and all celebrities sleep with the same girl.
So he drops
shit. I knew that already. I didn't have to hear that record.
Why would you make a song like that? That's like the dudes putting on women's clothes for attention. Why would you make a record like that?
Yo, speaking of drop attention, how do y'all feel about people with this slogan, don't snitch?
Don't snitch don't make sense, as far as I know.
Like, I hate it. Like, so your cousin just get killed. You want me to help you solve his crime, but my uncle just got shot 2 years ago and you not snitching because you know, but you want me to help you?
No snitching.
Yeah, that's a lot deeper.
No snitching to me is if, let's say, us four go commit a crime, none of us here should snitch on each other.
Right.
If I got nothing to do with it.
But if I ain't got nothing to do with it.
I got nothing to do with it. I don't care. Like, if somebody grandma gets smoked or something, I ain't going to no snitch so you can stay free.
Right.
You probably kill somebody else.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you, kill grandma.
Somebody's grandma.
Yeah, somebody's grandma.
If I ain't got shit to do with it, and I somehow get tied into where I'm going to get in trouble. Oh, you ain't trying to tell? Yeah. My nigga, come on. Like, for real. Why would I, if I don't have anything to do with it, I had no prior knowledge to the bullshit, why would I fucking stand up for you and your shit? No, nigga, you got
to. I'm going to the slammer for something. I had nothing to do with
it. You got
to
get the fuck out of here.
That ain't happening.
I'm not doing
it. Do you think you could survive in jail?
Hell no.
I don't.
Hell no.
Prison?
Nope.
Prison, jail.
Look, I was in a holding cell for like 2 hours, man. I was sweating fucking bullets. I was in there by myself.
Why was you in there?
Huh? Some bullshit. I got pulled over. I had a warrant on some bullshit. And I was in Lawrence
Ooh.
Municipal.
But you know what, though?
I was sweating bullets. I was in there for like 2 hours,
But you know
man.
What? The Lawrence judicial system, better than me than the Trenton one. So when I go out to Lawrence, every time I got a ticket or something, I got to go to court. The Lawrence judge is cool. But it's the Trenton, and he's black. Judge, mm-hmm. My goodness, he broke it down.
It wasn't a black judge when I was going to Lawrence Court.
No.
He ain't saying the judge. Black just said he cool.
The judge out Lawrence was white. He was cool.
The
black judge in Trenton, no sir.
How about that?
The crab
in a barrel.
Yeah, man. Like, cause
you think black judges are harder on black kids, or more lenient?
I think they brainwash. See what happens when you get into a higher power like that, man. You start hanging around different people. So like, it's easy to hate yourself.
So that's why The Rock is cooning. That's why you think The Rock ain't black.
Yes,
it's full circle convo, baby.
Yeah, it is. Yes, The Rock ain't black. Did you seen San Andreas yesterday, right?
I did.
Then was his son? Was his daughter a blue eyed, blonde haired girl?
She had blonde hair, but
you know what I mean.
White.
You know what
I
mean.
You
she had no black in her.
You want some Hitler shit?
Me?
Yeah,
why
you.
Why am I Hitler?
Blue
the
eye.
Rock is Hitler.
No, he's not. You're trying to make
anything,
The Rock into Hitler.
Why would I be Hitler?
All
I love
he's
my
doing,
black people.
All he's doing is playing characters.
White man characters.
But you're making money.
He needs to stand up for himself and say, I'm black, so I want to portray more black characters. Is that what you're saying?
You see how that work? You see how that work out in films?
So he's basically saying he's a sellout.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Everybody sells out to some.
Thank you,
extent.
I said it.
But
everybody coons to get what they got to get
never
to.
Said
Google
it, though.
Google it. Google it. What they have
so
been.
I said everybody sell out to some extent.
Yeah, that's cooning.
But if you don't really know yourself.
No.
Nah, if you don't really know yourself, you can't be held accountable for it.
That man know he's black.
He know he black, but he may not know himself
he know
as black.
He know his mom is black.
He may have been raised.
His dad is black or his mom black?
That said the same thing.
With a black dad, but. His mom may have been the one feeding him, yo, this is you. This is what
Look,
you are.
Man, if you're trying to make it in corporate America, you can't be Afrocentric all the time.
Right. Hey, and I ain't mad at him.
I think everything is in moderation.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you got to do
you.
It in proportion. You can be
you
black,
can be
but
you.
You don't expect to get that Fortune 500 company with an Afro and dashiki going to the interview. You got to
put
on that
not?
Suit.
Now, why
no,
not?
No, I'm talking about to an interview. You got to put
mean,
on that
why
suit.
Why not? You know not why not. It's the hard truth, really. American.
You're
nobody
not putting
like
on that dashiki and a fro going
gotta,
to an interview talking about this job.
Man, these motherfuckers
put that suit on, flat iron your hair, and get that interview.
But you don't have to fall in line, though. I know. I listen to this guy named Eric Thomas, and they was telling me
you gotta get closer to the mic if you're gonna talk.
They was telling him he can't go corporate because he wore sweats and a fitted cap.
And
but he went to school, got his PhD, and he was qualified. He worked hard to get to where he is. Now people in corporate America is looking for him to speak to them.
But what did he go to the interview in?
I don't know what he's interviewing, but I know he goes I know he goes corporate. They say make sure ET is here. Make sure
that's just like what Stephen A. Smith said about. I think he was talking about Iverson. He didn't say his name, but I think that's what he was talking about. He said when you got to the league. That's when you got to the league already and you made millions of dollars, that's when you started telling people to be who you are, don't conform, don't do this, then a third. Mm-hmm. But what was you wearing on the night you got drafted? Mm-hmm. You had a clean haircut.
You had a suit.
You came up there and you shook the commissioner's hand like everybody else. But it was after you got paid that you said be who you are. Mm-hmm. But you're telling kids who aren't in a position or who aren't making millions of dollars to break the status quo and do something else that's going to get them rejected from the opportunities.
You want to know why that? Right. You have to be in a position of power to actually
make those kind of moves.
Right. So you can't.
You can't be an average Joe from off the corner tossing, I'm not doing that shit because I don't want to. It's not going to work like that.
You got to be in a position of power. Yeah. I definitely get what you're saying. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, now everybody else is Iverson. We don't got a choice. We have to wear certain things, but if I was to get a certain amount of money,
I'm like,
you can't tell me nothing. I can stand up for myself now.
Basically, he's saying that now The Rock is in that position.
I don't think he's in that position. I don't think The Rock has that much power.
He has no influence. That's my point. He has no influence on no one because he has no allegiance to no one. When you see Will Smith or Denzel or somebody black doing something great, you can say, man.
But you know they black, though. Huh? But you know they black. A lot of people probably don't even know The Rock is black.
I didn't know he was black.
Isn't that a problem?
I'm just saying, though. I don't know if that's...
All right, Don Peasy.
I just want to come holler at y'all. So all right.
Break a sweat. Right.
Sweaty as hell. Get out.
Peace. Yeah, man. What was we talking about?
I don't know, man. Thick-ass Deacon McLeese interrupted the whole
Deacon
shit.
Deacon McLeese.
Talking about The Rock. He ain't in a position of power. We ain't know if he's black or not.
Oh, yeah. And he didn't get number one. That Finding Dory.
Finding Dory didn't get number one?
No, Finding Dory got number
one. Oh, yeah, of course. Because everybody want to see that.
So that's like the first Kevin Hart. Yo, didn't his house just get robbed?
Yeah, $500,000.
Like $500,000 worth of shit, yo.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but I like his response to it.
I think it was in L.A. But that's what happened when you post all your shit on social media, man. People
it's crazy, right?
When you know when you're home and when you're not home.
You're going to get robbed if you broke or rich.
Broke or rich.
The fuck, man?
That was my point. Like, it was a joke, but if we lived in Philly, we get robbed. Yeah. We live in Bel Air. We're going to get robbed.
Like, what the
don't
fuck?
Matter.
It don't 500,000. But he put a picture up on Instagram, and he was like, I mean, basically he was just like, it is what it is. Material shit can be replaced. I'm still happy. Everything's fine.
Okay, well, rob him again for another 500,000, see if you say that.
I mean, that's different. That's $1 million.
Yeah,
the shit
well, that's my
right
point.
Now. That's probably his whole fucking estate.
But I'm pretty
sure. Kevin Hart here making money.
But I'm pretty sure. Listen, $500,000 is a lot.
Listen, this is why I fucks with Kevin Hart, man, because to see what the nigga is now after he started in Soul Plane and Paper Soldiers. It's a huge fucking
Soul
difference.
Soul Plane was ass.
Did I not put y'all on the
Soul Plane wasn't ass.
Soul Plane was ass.
Not to me.
Not put y'all on the Paper Soldiers?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you did. Paper Soldiers was fucking hilarious.
You only did that
because
you saw Beanie Siegel was in the movie.
I think I was on Comcast joint and it said Rockefeller movie or something like that. Dame Dash. So yeah, I clicked on it.
Yo, the part when he took old boy from the beeper store to rob the house.
Yeah,
and he thought the cops was coming. Oh, this is bullshit. He left.
He was drinking. He had hella 40s in the back.
Mad 40.
Soon as they got the car, man, he started drinking his 40.
He got paranoid.
Oh, no, maybe they got caught or something, man. I ain't no fucking lookout, man.
The funniest part was when Kevin Hart finally got caught, and Charlie Murphy and the white cop was in the interrogation room. They tried to get Kevin Hart to sign the paper. He was like, sign the paper. He's like, I ain't signing shit. Charlie Murphy came, put water on his hand, smacked this pussy down to the ground. Picked him up and said, now you can't say what you would have did and what you should have did. We did this. We just here to let you know we own your ass. Now sign the fucking paper. Kevin Hart crying and signing the paper. The funniest part
that
of
was not the funniest part of
that
the movie.
Shit was funny.
It was pretty funny, but it wasn't the funniest part.
My name's Stu, nigga.
I ain't going to jail. Beanie was the funniest fucking character in the whole movie. He's funny as hell.
Yeah, damn, that nigga Stu, man.
Hey, yo, speaking of Beanie, man, I heard I heard him and Kiss doing a joint album called Kiss the Mac.
But what is Kiss doing? What happened to the Fabulous?
Yeah, that's
what
I think. I think they're still working on it.
They need to hurry up and drop that shit. I thought it was gonna drop.
Calm down, man. Goddamn, why you coming at me?
Yeah, he wanted that Freddie versus Jason.
I'm sorry, but
I wanted to hear that shit.
But at the same time, shit. You can't say me and Fab got a joint. Me and Beanie got a joint. Me and the Locks coming out. Like, okay, well, you got to drop one.
I didn't hear him make that statement personally, but I just seen it floating around the internet.
But Kiss the Mac would be dope.
That would be dope.
Beans needs some money. He ain't doing
I was watching my boy Divine Snapchat. He was at a concert in Brooklyn, and Beanie was performing. I thought that was kind of cool. I hadn't seen that nigga perform since he got that shooting incident.
Yeah, man. Beanie lost a lot of weight, too, man.
He did.
I seen on Instagram where the State Property Boys was proclaiming that Beanie stole some money from him, man. They beefing again.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Beans took the money from the promoter, and nobody else got... Nah. Emilio, one of them dudes, Sparks, Freeway, one of them dudes.
I think Emilio Sparks, is that the same dude?
Nah, it's another dude. I don't know, man. I didn't listen to State Property. Sue me. Wasn't my thing, man.
I listened a little. I didn't like
Freeway. Everybody loved Freeway. I hate Freeway. I couldn't get into him, man.
I wasn't really a fan, but I would listen sometimes.
Like 3 in the morning.
If you could pick any concert to go to, from any artist, any genre, what would it be?
Michael Jackson.
Living or dead.
Michael fucking Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I gotta agree.
That's it.
What kind of question was that with police?
I don't know. You know, people got different things.
No way.
I can't think of nobody else I would go see.
Michael Jackson.
Michael
fucking
Jackson.
Michael Jackson before he turned white or after he turned white?
Bitch, either. I don't give a fuck.
Well, when did he actually turn white?
I don't know what year
His best music was when he was transforming to, so you got Bad.
Bad was
Thriller.
When he was black, right?
Bad was.
He was trans. He was caramel.
He was, yeah.
Okay, so
he looked like coffee.
So he was coffee with the cream and sugar.
He liked coffee.
Oh, okay.
So you got Bad, Thriller. What's that first joint? Off the Wall.
Yeah.
Off the wall. So yeah, I go see that.
What's his favorite? What's his best album?
I think Bad.
We just had this conversation recently.
I think Bad is his best album.
I think Bad is his best album.
Thriller sold.
From Bad and before, like from Off the Wall, Thriller,
Bad.
And Bad, all fucking classics.
Yeah, man.
Every song on every album, straight fucking classic.
Yeah, I'm
the joint with the crown on his head. What's that joint?
Dangerous.
Dangerous
was a good one too.
Dope.
Invincible was a good fucking album too.
Yeah,
that
was his
least. That boy got work, man.
Yeah, you do, man.
Butterfly on that album.
Oh shit, you know it's crazy. His death anniversary coming up too.
See what I mean about this June stuff, man?
Rest in peace.
June 29th or something like that.
Yeah,
I think 25th, something like
that.
Rest in peace to Michael Jackson, man. What's your favorite top five Michael Jackson records?
Shit.
Human Nature.
Yeah.
Smooth Criminal. Leave Me Alone.
Yeah.
Fire. Keep It in the Closet.
Keep It in the Closet.
I don't know, man.
Just pick the fifth fucking song.
Butterfly.
Number five would be Off the Wall. You gotta leave on
that's my shit. What about you, Dean? Top five Michael Jackson records.
Top five. Bad. Butterfly. These not in no particular order, just the ones not. Human Nature. That's three.
Shouldn't take you that long to name five Michael Jackson.
It's kind of tough. Michael Jackson, you know, he got a lot of hits that I like. You know, I'm going to say Off the Wall, and I'm going to say I Can't Help It.
You're Not Alone comes in a close six.
My top five Michael Jackson records would be Human Nature, Smooth Criminal, Beat It,
Liberian Girl,
and motherfucking Dirty Diana.
I think Human Nature needs to be in everybody's top five.
Human Nature, no matter.
That is the ultimate chill song.
That's the ultimate remix song too. Man, you know how many times that song's been sampled off that classic? I think that's actually a sample on Michael Jackson.
SWV did it. Chris Brown did it.
All fire. Even still, since then,
all fire.
Still motherfucking Chris Brown. Everybody used that shit. So Michael Jackson, yeah. Oh wait, I got a better question. What's the best Michael Jackson dance video?
Ooh, Smooth Criminal.
Thriller.
Smooth Criminal.
What's better than Thriller? Don't.
Are you doing it?
What's better than Michael Jackson leaning forward and not falling?
Wait, what?
He leaned forward in the Smooth Criminal video and not falling.
Yo, Smooth Criminal and Thriller are definitely the top two Michael Jackson dance videos.
Thriller is the best dance sequence, man.
It's Thriller, Smooth Criminal, and motherfucking Do You Remember the Time?
Do you remember?
Those are the
shout out to Michael
three.
Jackson for having Eddie Murphy as a black king in his
shout
in
out
what's
to that
name?
Though.
Because
yeah, he's probably the only one.
Yeah, the only one. Because now everybody making these movies now where it's both like kings of Egypt. They white.
Speaking of that, I mean, when are we going to be done with this white king in Egypt and black man being a slave movie?
When they finally let the black man direct movies. When we direct movies. But then when we get the chance to direct movies, they don't want to buy them. Like, the only time right. we buy our movies is like when Freddie Gray or what's his name, John Singletary do Baby Boy or we do Training Day. Like, they only buy black people movies when they doing hood
hey,
shit.
Hey, my brother.
True.
Let me ask you this question, right? Y'all seen Straight Outta Compton, right?
Dope
yeah,
fire
movie, right?
Dope movie.
Did y'all see the trailer to the Tupac joint?
I did.
Looks fire, right?
Look just like him.
I hear Dog Pound got one coming out.
I'm not going to see that.
You never know. Birdman has one coming out, Master P. My question is this.
Wait, they all got their own movies
they
coming out?
I don't think they're going to be better than Straight Outta Compton.
My question is this. Is Notorious going to be the worst movie out of all of those?
Notorious wasn't that bad though.
I didn't.
You didn't like? I think. Did you see it after we left that scene? Because last when we seen it, we saw that Destinus, and that's when the hood people was out. So you really didn't get to enjoy.
Nah, it's been on TV numerous times. I've seen it again.
I mean, I've seen. I like Notorious, but
it's going to be the worst one.
It was just like
because why the fuck you, they had Derek
like
Luke?
It was like any other like story from the.
Was it? Yeah, it wasn't.
That shit should have been on Lifetime.
It didn't stand out.
It wasn't like oh my god, like it. I mean, it was okay, I guess. Nah. It wasn't, like, a great movie.
Now I'm thinking about it. Derek Luke playing Puff Daddy, horrible. Horrible. You had Papa Doc playing Tupac, horrible.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Really didn't do
the best person that he had was the dude that played Biggie, and that was it. Everybody else, Angela Bassett playing his mom, everybody else is trash.
Yeah, man.
Sure I would have to agree.
I think they got to make it
I have to agree.
My point is, I think they got to do another Biggie
it
movie.
Over. But Straight Outta Compton? I don't know.
But
maybe Tupac
might
format,
be. But the format that they have now, because the Tupac movie kind of looks like the.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be. The basis of it is going to be built off the Notorious movie. You know what I'm saying? So that was like the foundation of how to do the biopics for everybody else. But so they're going to have to build. Of course, they're going to build on it. You know what I'm saying? So that could
speaking
result
of Tupac,
in that shit being better than
Tupac
the rest
movie.
Of
them.
My Tupac favorite Tupac movie?
Favorite Tupac movie?
Juice.
Juice, man.
Fucking Juice.
Bishop?
Yeah.
He should have got an Oscar.
Fucking Juice.
Should have got an Oscar for that, man. Ain't no, like, everybody wants to be like Bishop, man. Bishop was that dude, except for when he turned on his guy.
Hey, yo, matter of fact, I don't really, what are some other Tupac movies?
He was in Poetic Justice.
Poetic Justice.
He was in, what was that best, Sunset Park, was it? Or Above the Rim?
Above the Rim.
Above the Rim. I think that was about it. Yeah, I think he was only in three.
He did it.
He did more, but you only know
three. I was about to ask that question like he was in like 10 or some shit.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't know a whole bunch of Tupac movies. But yeah, Juice, Poetic Justice, definitely two top classic movies. I fucks with both of them shits.
We want to send a shout out to all the fathers out there again. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day
to you motherfuckers, man. Yo, take your little badass kids, give them to their mom, crack a beer. Get a grilled burger, man. Enjoy the game tonight, man. Tell your baby mom, your girlfriend, your wife to get off that
this
bullshit
is your day.
Today.
I don't want
to
hear nothing.
Look, as soon as she starts, look, bitch, move, all right?
Don't listen to him with the
look,
bitch part.
Because I'm definitely not going to say that.
don't say the look, bitch part. Cause.
But, hey, it's my beer, and I want to drink it. Bitch, move. Yo, enjoy your day, fellas, man. Hey, what you going to do today, matter of fact?
After we get done recording this podcast, I'm actually going to go to the mall, cop me some new Kyries.
Get those Kyries.
I think you told me the white and purple joints.
Yeah,
you got some Kyries on right now, right? I told y'all last week, I was proud of him. He stepped the shoe game up from cramming his feet into two small kicks.
He learning from the king, you know.
Feel me?
Yo, but Kyries.
What you got on right now, Dean? What's up?
I got on some football 9-11s.
You got on Steph Curry's?
Hell no. I call them my football shoes, you know.
Got all the Curry's.
Oh, you just came from your flag football game, too.
Your favorite two brothers, Fresco and I, would definitely, we'll be in Miami next week. So
no episode next week,
no
man.
Episode
we hit
next
Miami.
Week.
I gotta show this nigga the ropes, man. I've been to Miami a couple times. This is my first time going on vacation with my older brother.
I've been to Miami no times.
I gotta show him what's
up.
They're
gonna laugh
man.
About that now too. You just seen Purple Rain.
Woo.
This your first time going to Miami.
Hey man, look,
it's gonna be a lot of firsts.
This is a good first. This is a good first to have.
Yeah, man.
I don't even want to go to no clubs, nothing like that, honestly. I just want to, like, get drunk and, like, just be on the beach.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to chill, man. I ain't trying to.
I want to get sandy butt cheeks.
Whatever.
What?
Sandy cheeks.
Whatever.
You a grown-ass man, you want sandy your ass cheeks?
No, man, sandy cheeks, bro. I just want to be out here like that.
You want the thong.
No, man. What the fuck, bro?
You said sandy cheeks.
I want sandy cheeks, man. I don't mean I'm going to have a thong on. What the fuck is that?
What? Did you say thong?
Yeah.
How you going to get sandy cheeks without a
thong? This podcast is coming to an end, baby.
Before coming, let me give all the shout out to all the people that graduated this year, elementary, middle school, high school, college.
Hey, yo, hold up. Wait, before I come to an end, yo. Do you think kids should be graduating from kindergarten?
No.
Like, what's stupidest all that about?
When did that ever happen?
What? It's happening now. They got a move-up ceremony.
They just changed that or something?
It's been going on for like the past a while.
Kids really be graduating from kindergarten, caps and gowns and all that shit.
So is the preschool in kindergarten? Is kindergarten in preschool?
And kindergarten is in elementary school, isn't it?
So why did you graduate? But that's my point. I could see if kindergarten was in a different...
Right.
No.
It's kindergarten, then you go to...
K through 5. But the parents be going all out like they kids never going to graduate another grade in their life.
Oh, man. I mean, it's a sweet moment, man.
I think it's like a self-esteem thing for kids and shit. That's the only thing I can think of because it's like, I mean, they really ain't accomplished shit.
Oh, well, hey, Fresco J said that.
Hey, I'm just saying. Like, it's like, I mean, it's cute and all, but it's really.
Hey, yo, did you know we was on, what's that, podcast, Nah, my man showed me last night because he searched us up because he in the podcast addicts.
What about it?
We on it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, all you got to do is look up, type in my brother and me on podcast addicts.
Oh, that's dope.
Spell addicts.
And we're going to sign off.
I don't know, man, if you mean addict as in roof or addict as in addicted to something.
Addicted, addict.
Okay, now make that clear.
Hey, man, my speech, you know, I can...
You need to pronunciate. It's the words you're looking for.
It's enunciate, not pronunciate.
Did you correct me?
I just correct him.
I corrected you and he corrected me. Y'all ain't shit. Hey, man. Same time. Well, no, not same time next week, man. Catch us the week after next, after we come back from getting dark-skinned in Miami. Man. You know what I'm saying? Once again, follow us on our Facebook page, My Bro and Me. On Facebook, follow us on Twitter, My Podcast Brothers. And check us out on our SoundCloud link, www.soundcloud.com/MyBro and Me Podcast.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a natural. I'm feeling hot as stone.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.